Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight live around the world, and hello everybody. Hope everybody's good out there. This program is dedicated to the memory and the honor of Milton, the guide dog who was killed last July at the Guide Dog Foundation out here in Smithtown. And I think one of the worst things about it is that they try to cover it up and to claim it was an accident. Well, we all know that's not true, especially since there was an arrest, and we're still hoping that there'll be more. So Milton, the great guide dog, and I want to thank everyone for watching the program last Thursday night, The Murder of a Guide Dog, 9:30 Channel 20. It'll be on again this week, and we're hoping to get more people to watch. I want to thank Silo promoting the show on their community page. Greatly appreciate that. And all the friends, I want to thank the Bean Coffee House for putting up a notice on the bulletin board. And all the friends who, through word of mouth, told people to watch it. You know, that helps a lot, too. One friend approached me on the street today, and he said he saw the show and thought it was absolutely horrible, you know, that not only that could happen, but that the school, as far as we know, is doing nothing, preventative measures, you know, and in assuring that all those who go to the school are protected and the dogs are protected. But my friend related a story to me, and I think it's very interesting. And he and his wife a couple of years ago were going to, it was the summertime, and they were going out here on Long Island, and they came across a dog in a car. Now, the windows were cracked, but the dog had on some kind of a muzzle, so it couldn't bark. And they didn't know who owned the car, whose car it was, so they called the police. And the cop said, "We don't take this lightly. You know, we think this is very serious." I want to thank the police department for that, you know. So the cop said, "If we can't find the owner of the car, we'll break in and take the dog." And I immediately thought, how come the police weren't called when Milton was in that van suffering and dying? You know, how come nobody noticed that? Nobody heard that? Nobody, I mean, you know, it's a busy school. All right, it's summertime. Sometimes they have class in the summertime. And I understand that some people may have been on vacation, but there had to be some people there who were members of the staff, you know, coming in and out of the parking lot. And it's very hard for me to believe that no one noticed that Milton wasn't returned from his training trip. You know, what they do is they take the dogs out and work them and bring them back. Now, our understanding is that Milton was the only dog left in that van.
That's horrible.
You know, they took out the other dogs, obviously.
They didn't want to kill them.
Why didn't they remove Milton? What was there's a lot more to this than has been revealed, you know? And why is it that someone didn't notice, you know, that Milton was missing and try to find him? Now, the other thing that is hard for me to believe, and remember, these are all people who are supposed to be trained and alert to dogs. I'm sure that the other dogs heard Milton in that van.
Oh, I wouldn't doubt it.
Dogs have very sharp hearing. You know?
Yes, they do.
And nobody noticed that to call the cops to say, hey, what's going on? Is there something going on here? Or, you know? So there's a lot more to this. And supposedly the investigation is ongoing. I hope that's true.
I hope so. Yeah.
We'll find out one
yes,
way or another.
Will.
When we do the day for Milton, we're going to have people talk about Milton and how great it is to have a service dog and inner sight honors Milton on every program we do. All
at
right, inner sight.
Hello.
What?
the other night at 4 o'clock in the morning, well, morning I should say, I saw an ad for how important it is to have a guide dog and not just a regular dog. It was a, that was nice. But the thing is that it directed everybody, not to the Guide Dog Foundation, but somewhere in, I would say, a Western school. And that's what it did bother me a little bit. How come, you know, are they treating everything is like making suspiciousness about all the schools that are there to train dogs, you know?
You saw an ad? Where did you see that ad?
I was on TV here in the hospital where I'm at.
Oh, like a public service.
Yeah, but it was a nice one, too. Yes, it was.
Yeah, well,
and how
I can only put it in terms of what Dave Burke said to me, you know, giving somebody a guide dog is like giving the average person $1 million.
It sure is.
You know, I mean, it's so true, you know.
Now,
all the more reason why these schools should want to improve, you know, and bring about regulations and law and licensing to show people that they care.
Yeah,
you know?
Definitely.
I mean, they won't even talk to Michelle now.
That's disgusting.
That's caring?
You kill the dog. That's not caring at all.
You know, they want us to behave in such a way that they rule us. That's what these schools want, you know, and that's a very dangerous attitude, you know.
Yes, it is.
So inner sight doesn't go for it. We don't go for it at all. All we're going to do is have a day for Milton and let people talk about
that's
Milton and service dogs and what they mean to people. And, you know, if somebody wants to get up and we're going to have. I've already gotten commitments from people who will speak. One of them is Olga Murray, and who's a criminal lawyer, by the way, former district attorney, and I've asked Olga to speak on the legalities of how a law would protect everybody, to schools too. You know?
Yeah, they could say to the other people and say, hey, listen, this person didn't deserve a dog guard, but here's the reason why. That's what it should be. And then give them
get near the phone. I can't understand what you're saying. It's all muffled.
Well, it's my flowing from the palsy I have. I'm sorry.
You got to get closer to the phone. When you're closer to the phone, I can understand you better.
Okay. All right, so, I mean, to tell you the truth, it's gotten to the point that you're like, what else do you want to pick on? That's how I feel about it.
Well, people have said to me and have said to Tom Cooper, you know, what are they doing with the money? There's thoughts now that are coming out, making people think, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And they should think, you know. We don't want to close the school.
No.
We want to make it better. You may have to get rid of some of these jackasses. That I agree with.
Yeah.
Who don't want to improve the school. You know? Years ago, when I was a member of, they called it Guide Dog Users. The name was so boring.
I remember that.
Anyway, we got together and at a meeting, and we wrote down 10 points that we wanted to see implemented by the school. Well, the damn school, you know, for all intents and purposes, threw the damn thing in the garbage. But, you know, the point is they ought to get together with blind people,
yeah.
You know, and respect what we want.
That's right. Yeah, without
you know,
respect,
I mean, we're not going to get everything we want. You compromise.
That's right. In between,
we've got to get the law and the licensing.
Yes, I agree.
And it should be under the ADA.
Yes, it should, because that's the only law, even as flawed as it is, that we have right now. Okay, but then we can, once they start touching the ADA, another person will go, "Oh, hey, what about this?" Or, hey, what about that? But the first thing I would love to see on it is rules and regulations and laws on guide dogs, because it never was included.
Yeah, you
got to
amend the ADA.
Yes, you do.
You know? All right, Inner Sight brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, 609-388-7004. Joanne Diamond, the key to lady. In New Jersey, and we thank her for all her help. Big East, the key to rescue at Verizon.net is the email. We're brought to you by my good friends at Shelby's Kitchen, 124 South Country Road, Bellport, 631-286-0444. And if you missed the show last week, it's on again this week, 9:30, Channel 20, Thursday night, honoring Milton and yours truly and Tom Krupp, Michelle's husband. And I did get a promise from Michelle that she will be appearing on Inner Sight. So
yay.
We're looking forward to that very much.
Yeah.
9:30 Thursday night. Channel 20, local, all right? We're shooting for February 15th to go international on Manhattan Neighborhood Network. We're all set up there. We've had a show on there for many years. We just got to send in the show, and they'll run it, and we'll tweet that and try to get a promo up. So we'll keep you posted on that. The target date, February 15th, 11 o'clock, 1997, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. And it goes on Channel 3 on the Spirit Channel, which means that you could get it on your phone, you know, if you had the smartphone. We'll keep you posted on that. All right, Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the Disabled, our Inner Sight phone number is 631-224-3090, and you can call 24/7 and leave a message. Okay, the only time we can't really answer the phone is between 8 and 9 weeknights.
That's right.
When we're on the air. Hey, we're brought to you by Third Eye Insight, Devin Fernandez. Learn how to protect yourself. 631-445-3464, the number for Third Eye Insight. We remember all the beautiful children of the world, Corey Foster, Avanti Oquindo, Baby Royalty, Little Tommy, Ollie Campbell, all the children who have perished at the hands of evildoers. Go an extra mile for a child. And take an example from my Akita, who loves children. You know, she communicates with them.
Yeah.
You know. So go an extra mile. for a child. Inner sight reminds you. And what else? Oh, you need dog food, cat food? Nobody starves on Long Island. 631-484-3085. You talk to Gary, and you can get free dog food and cat food and medical when he's able to do it. And I got to turn off my cell phone before it rings.
Oh, no.
Right. Inner Sight. And brought to you by Silo, Suffolk Independent Living Organization. 631-880-7929. Now, where can they find that note on the Inner Sight program? That's on the community. What is it on? Can you have the...
No, I don't have that up, but I know it was on the bottom, way bottom of the community events page.
Oh, okay. Community events,
yeah.
On Silo. If you check that, you know, we're hoping it'll be up tomorrow. I'm going to call them and remind them. 631-880-7929 on the number for Silo. So check the community events. And you get the information on the television show, which will be repeated Thursday night, 9:30 on Altice Channel 20, all right? All right, Inner Sight Around the World, brought to you by Kennedy Realty, 631-888-1186. We thank Mr. Kennedy. We thank the Islip Cleaners for being one of our supporters, and, of course, Suffolk Bus Corp. And all of our friends out there who support Inner Sight. We haven't heard lately from Jimmy the Poet. I hope he's all right. Him and his girlfriend, who has donated many, many times to Inner Sight. So, Jimmy, if you're listening, give us a holler.
Yeah.
Your phone is breaking up.
Oh, God. Hold on.
Over there.
Is that better?
Yeah, when you... Stop moving it. All right, Inner Sight. Phone number here, 213-816-1650. I think we have our friend Lorraine on the line. Can you check that?
Yes, she is. Yeah, I'm going to right now.
Yeah, let's bring Lorraine in.
Okay. I think all the different things are only on one phone to be able to.
And I want to thank all the listeners. Friday night show, and every show, of course, who made the show a big smash hit. And I want to thank Lorraine for the sound effect that seemed to, that people seemed to love, you know. Lorraine, you there?
Hold on. From Lorraine?
Yes.
Hi,
what
Lorraine, how are you?
Hi, good evening.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, how are you all?
Well, now I'm officially one-eyed, right?
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I have palsy in the right eye.
Uh-huh. Yes.
I just go home, to be honest.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
It's checking on different kinds of tests. Like today, to me, it was useless, but I just really want to go home. And I found
out. Oh, I understand.
Yeah, they did a lot of, it's a man. It's a lot of tapping on things that somebody really doesn't need to make money.
Oh. Well, I understand.
If you Google, they have a homeopathic, miraculous potion now for the eye. My brother used it.
Oh,
it
okay.
It's like a miracle. I don't know the name of it, but you can Google that.
Yeah, I have a lot of Google searches on the eye, so
you
got to
get that homeopathic remedy, you know, and start putting it in your eye.
What's the little
greatest
vision?
Stuff.
Yes.
The vision in it that I did have is like all blurry now.
It's on what now?
There goes your phone again.
Yeah, I know. I had to move
get
it.
Get closer
second,
to
so
the phone. Keep it in one place.
Yeah, yeah. Really difficult.
Mm-hmm.
But, it's just more blurry. I can't see very well. Like right now, I just took a quick sip of water, and I want my to be clear. I couldn't find the stupid top to the water.
Okay.
So I was like,
get that homeopathic remedy. They're not going to give it to you. You may as well forget.
No, they're not at all.
My aide said that she's going to be there no matter what to help me out. So I want to. I hope that I go home tomorrow. I'm like sitting here.
Oh, get out of that place.
I do. When you
the
get
longer you stay there, the more at risk you are.
Yeah, that's the truth.
All right, this is Mad or Glad Monday. Anything you're mad about or glad about, you can talk about it. I'm very glad that I called Shelby's Kitchen today, and everybody at that place literally watched the show.
Wow.
So great. We're talking about a lot of people, you know, and a lot of the customers watched the show, you know. And they came in, they all ask about Milton, and so Inner Sight is moving forward toward the day for Milton. It's going to be a glorious event.
And I refuse to go to any... I said I refuse to go to any hospitals. That guy.
Stay away from those hospitals.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
When I started getting a little, I was losing my patience today, and that I was like, okay, now I know I got to get out of here soon.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a mad that you're in the hospital. It'd be a glad when you get out.
Yeah, hopefully.
Hey, Lorraine, you got anything you're mad about or glad about?
What am I mad about? I'm just upset that my aunt is still in the hospital.
That's
what I'm mad about,
But I'm not happy about that.
No. I'm upset that I missed her phone call. That's what I'm upset about. And then trying to call her back. It's another thing, you know, I had to call the nurse's station and got to go through a whole bunch of things in order just to, you know, call her.
Yeah, well, just try to get her back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see how she's doing anyway.
I am. I'm going to work on that, try hard to get her back.
But that's a definite mad.
That would be a mad.
You know.
Yes, it is.
Be glad when she's out of there.
Oh, yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. I mean, you know, if she needs any help from us, let me know. We'll do what we can. You know?
I'll definitely let you know.
Definitely.
Yes.
We have a couple.
All right, let's see. Let me go down the week. Tomorrow night is open mic. You can talk about whatever you want. Wednesday night, we want to talk about safety in the nursing homes. That's what I want the theme to be.
Yeah.
I think it'd be a good point. Safety in the nursing homes, you know.
I'm in the hospital, and my roommate pulled out an IV earlier. All of a sudden, they drag in this, like, robotic, looks like a robotic camera. It sits on a, I don't know, like a little pole. And they dragged it in, and it automatically records you know, what's going on, but it doesn't record the voice from what I know.
I hope they're recording Inner Sight.
I hope so.
Wouldn't they be surprised?
Yes, they would.
If they listen to it.
How I feel about
it. Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, we're going to talk about that Wednesday night, how, you know, safety and how the state should provide more safety. Mm-hmm.
Well, to let you guys know, if both people in the room that you are in a nursing home are having difficulties, you both can agree to have a camera in the room, and it will record everything you need. You both can agree to that. And then they have to put it in the room. It's like a nanny cam. This is not even a nanny cam. It's spaces.
That could be an invasion of people's privacy, too.
Yes, it can be.
Kidding me.
They use it for one thing.
Go ahead. Yeah, you're right.
Another reason why people don't belong in nursing homes.
That's true.
Yeah.
Very true.
If someone wanted to set up a camera in your own home and you agreed to it, or, you know, your advocate or your power of attorney, if you're not able, you know.
Right.
At least that's a different thing.
Yeah, I know. That's one thing that got me mad. And then another thing is, I had the curtain closed. Somebody opened my curtain while I was using the bathroom. Not the bathroom, but the commode they conveniently gave me. Sit in the bathroom. I need to go home. Let's put it that way. I have a nice bathroom.
You can't get in the restroom, right?
No, not at all. Not at all. First of all, they don't have a wheelchair.
Nice. You got to pay them for that.
Oh, yeah. You have to. You have no choice.
Don't forget.
I do have a choice.
you have the other case last time when you couldn't get in. The same place, right?
Yep, same place.
Well, I would call Jimmy right away and tell him, your lawyer.
Definitely.
Make the case bigger.
Yeah.
Sure, should let them know.
Come on, you know, give them more business.
People have a right to be able to get in the bathroom. I mean, come on.
Yeah, and the curtain, this is another thing. The curtain is not long enough to cover the bottom of the commode. I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, this all reflects on the attitude that they have toward people. And especially the disabled.
Yeah.
You know, the attitude in hospitals is worse towards someone who's disabled. A lot worse.
I agree.
You know,
they don't care.
You know, they don't want to be bothered with us, or they think they have to be overly protective or whatever, you know. And they're more afraid of lawsuits.
Yeah. Oh, I got to tell you something, Frank. You'll like this. One of my doctors who came to see me said, I'm happy with the vaccine. You know, we were talking about the vaccine, and I said, yeah, what happened to you? Same exact thing that happened to my legs happened to his, but his carried to his lungs and caused atrial fibrillation and all of that. But this shit's not talked about, you know? Three boosters, not the three, the three, two shots and one booster, that's what happened to him. For me, it was just the two shots. I didn't even make it to the third booster, you know, when it
wait
started
a minute,
happening.
Wait, I lost you. What would you say about a raccoon?
I didn't say about a raccoon.
Well, it sounded like it. What did you say? Repeat that.
I'm drunk. What can I tell you with my tongue and all this stupidity? The doctor who is affiliated with all the other doctors in the practice, we were talking about vaccination. I was asking if he felt that they were good, since he's a pathologist originally. He said to me, I had so many problems with the vaccines, it wasn't funny. I had to go into the hospital for an ablation because my heart rate was going very fast. I said, I didn't have that, but I had a flutter come back that I hadn't had in years. And not only that.
Oh, he had problems.
He had problems, yeah.
The doctor who took it.
Right. Like me.
Oh, yeah.
Same exact.
Well, yeah. Millions of people had that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
that stuff is horrible,
me,
man.
Yeah, it is horrible.
Sure. Well, but there's all kinds of chemicals in it. You don't know how you're going to react to it.
That's right. That is very much so.
Do you know that if somebody came up with an organic vaccination They wouldn't
really?
Let it on the market.
They wouldn't let it on the market?
Mm-mm.
Think about that. No.
Mm-mm.
You know why?
They
want to make money. They want to make money.
Sure. I mean, can you imagine an organic vaccination and you could go buy it in the health store for like maybe $20 or something?
Yeah, about that. They pay for the injector because the injector most likely if you want to give it to somebody or if you want to take it yourself. You might want to have a self-injector. That's kind of cool because you
mm-hmm.
just inject quickly, have all the doses that you want and it'll help you. I don't get it. I don't. We have another caller. I just wanted to know. I don't recognize this number, but I probably recognize the person when they come on.
All right, let's take a phone call. Man of Glad
yeah.
Monday, Inner Sight Live. Hello.
Hello.
Yeah. Want to talk?
I guess.
Or just listen?
They just want to listen. Okay. Thank you for calling us, letting me listen. Take care.
All right, they probably just want to listen.
Yeah, that's fine.
And Friday night seems to be our most popular night.
It is.
With the funny, you know. So what I want to do is this summer sometime after we do the day for Milton. I want to do the Follies on television.
Oh,
that would be
really.
You know, and we're gonna have to have some kind of we gotta have some props, you know.
Mhm.
Yeah.
So
definitely.
We're gonna have
sound
to,
effects and all of that. Yes.
Yeah.
Figure it out, you know.
We'd have to get Jay to help us with some of the new equipment to do it. But by that time, it'll be better because we'll have some being used to it already. When I get out of the hospital, I'd like to go to Cablevision and play with all the equipment to see what they taught me and everything, and then I'll do it. You know, I'll set it up.
Well, I'm planning to do the next show beginning of March. So.
Oh, good. Yeah.
And be in there, and I'm hoping to have Michelle in there with us.
Oh, that'd be great. Hope so.
You know, Inner Sight.
Yeah.
Do you know that no one else that I know of in this country is paying attention to what happened to Milton like we are?
No, I agree with that. Yeah.
I mean, we're the only organization for the disabled that I know of. Maybe there'll be more later after we do the day for Milton and, you know, get it in hopefully in the news media and all that, you know. But right now, and I'd like to see the others join us.
Yeah, of course.
Know, just honor the dog. You don't have to say anything bad about the school. To say the
but
truth.
We have limited space on calling, so we got to be real careful on how many people we have in at once. So with the
say that again. I couldn't understand what you said.
We have limited space on the calling where everybody goes in. You would have to pay for a higher level, and I don't know if you want to do that yet.
What do you mean on the calling?
The only
calling on this show.
Yep.
Well, how many calls can we get?
I'd have to look at it. I something reminds me of like less than 25. It's like I have to look.
Enough. That's good enough for now.
If I can find it quick,
yeah.
I'll let you know.
Hey, Lorraine, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How about a great big applause for Milton? You got anything good?
Yes.
All right.
To give another one an extra boost.
All right.
Yeah. Give him a second applause.
Yeah. Milton McGuidog,
yes,
who is now an angel looking down on us.
Yeah. You know, yes, he is.
Very and overseeing a lot of what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Matt, I'm glad Monday, Inner Sight 213-816-1650. You got the Able News around?
Yeah, I did. Just wanted to tell you, it's 10 callers per studio session.
All right.
So that's what we
How
have.
About the Able News?
Yep, going to get it when I go back to
Hook
the studio.
That up. Inner Sight and Able News. And Angela
Able Mullen. Is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. Able also has a personals page that boasts two marriages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. Able is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription.
All right. Angela Melanie is the editor-in-chief, and I'm sure that she will do an article on a day for Milton once we get all the particulars.
Finally.
And send it to her, you know. So I'd like to see Milton on the front page.
I would too. He deserves I think the guys are going to be shaking in their boots. I hate to say it. Or I'd love to say it, either or.
Get closer to the phone. You're breaking up a little again.
I know. Is that better?
Sometimes.
Okay. You know why?
They're there. Now it's better. Stay right there.
Okay.
Right there.
Hold your arm up. Perception.
And, you know, I listened to the business news, you know. And I don't know. They made a big thing over this Chinese balloon.
Oh, geez.
You know, I mean, to me, it's so stupid, you know. So a balloon went off its course, sounds like. And I don't know if the Navy or the Air Force shot it down. Had to be one of the two of them, you know. And they say it was some people saying it was a spy balloon, other people saying it's a surveillance balloon, you know.
Yeah.
Now, you know, you'll never know if they sent it up there on purpose or it really got off its course or what. You know, I don't think you'll ever know the real truth. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it's only a balloon. What's the big deal?
Yeah.
I don't think there were any people involved.
Thank God.
You know, unless the Chinese are stupid enough to send people up in one of those balloons. What do they call those balloons that go up in the air?
Air balloon.
What?
I think it's called an air balloon, but I'm not sure.
Yeah, an air balloon. Yeah, where you go up there I don't know how high they go, but it wasn't like one of those. It was a surveillance thing. Probably had a camera in it.
It's a drone. A drone, maybe something with a drone on it?
No, a drone is a missile, is an explosive device. No.
No, the drones that go up to the
weather
and also old balloons, too, I think.
you got weather balloons, too.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was thinking about.
You know, but this is supposed to be a surveillance. And, yeah, I made a big deal out of it. Now, I also heard on the business news that this new guy, Kevin McCarthy, Speaker now of the House, you know, he's very involved with all the big business people, you know, companies, you know. And I believe he's a conservative.
I'll see.
If I'm not mistaken. Which means that he wants to find ways to save money for the country.
That's right.
Well, how about close all the damn nursing homes?
That sounds good to me.
That would save money.
One, Yes,
a lot of money.
Yes, it would. You know,
set up people in their own homes.
Yeah.
You know, until, you know, mandate the agencies to raise the money to keep the person in their own home. And until the person, some people may have a problem finding the right aid because of their condition.
Right.
I heard about a story today where they couldn't find the right aid for this woman, a disabled woman with dementia, who the aide got violent with her and all that, and it led to her going into the nursing home.
Which is horrible.
Instead of doing that, why don't they authorize adult protective services to come in until the person finds the right aid? See, if the money was there for that, they could do that.
Yeah, very much so.
You wouldn't have to send the person to a nursing home. Let adult protective fill in, you know, until the person or the person's advocate or legal advisor or whatever you want to call it, if they can't handle it mentally, the person's advocate would find the right aid. If you have the money in your account for aid, believe me, you can find the right aid.
That's right.
You can find the
money,
right person. Because they're going to get paid. They're going to get paid.
Right.
You know. And that's really the bottom line. So we'll talk about that again tomorrow. But
definitely.
Maybe this guy McCarthy, I don't know. I don't know what his view is on nursing homes. He's probably the typical politician who is going to say, some people need nursing homes. No, they don't.
But they usually say that, you know.
Yeah, they do.
It's so easy for them.
Yeah, it's so easy to throw away their loved one. What I propose
right off,
that has to go in there. Well, what I propose to go in there is that you have to have, you know, people trained in a certain way, bonded in a certain way, and doing the volunteer work properly. If you don't have any of that, you know, it just doesn't work. It really doesn't. You should have their own apartment so that if they go into a nursing home and say, for example, they have rehabilitation, they can come out after the rehabilitation and go right back into their own home. It doesn't need to be a nursing home when they go to rehab. It needs
but
to
be
a rehab.
But you got to be able to keep your home.
That's it.
That's another thing that plagues people. They lose their apartment.
I'm wondering if we could, you know, start off when we – you know, start getting a lot more names on the petition. We have to find people really, you know, into getting the nursing home straightened out. That I cannot wait till it happens. But I don't want to take away from poor Milton. Milton has his day, and I want him to.
Oh no, we're gonna honor Milton, and then we'll. You know, it'll probably happen in other parts of the country.
Right.
You know, Ira's working on that, and.
I hope so.
I hope so.
Over the summer, I was going to do the nursing home news conference in March, but it's going to conflict with Milton. So over the summer,
don't do that.
I want to do a news conference on nursing homes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We really need to
give
push
us more
it a little
time
further
to,
than what it is.
To gather people.
That's right.
You know. And I'll have my new phone, so I'll be able to do YouTube and all that.
I wonder if I could connect through YouTube with you guys. Hold on, let me lower the volume, okay? Because it's getting a little loud in here.
All right, Inner Sight. Man of Glad Monday, 213-816-1650. Can you got people in your room now?
Yeah. I have the nurse. After that, she's coming to me, and then I might have to hang up and go back.
you might have to mute yourself.
Maybe I could do that. I'll see how short of a time she's going to be here.
All right. Yeah, you know, all these companies. I heard today that 6,000 people got fired from one of the airlines.
Oh, that's horrible.
Over 5%
Wow.
Lost their jobs. You know. And Joe finally did something good.
I know.
What did he do?
Well,
now wait a minute, Joe. You finally did something good. You quit. I didn't quit. I went to sleep. Oh, we thought
Joe,
you quit.
You're so impressed. I love it, though.
Anyway, he finally did something good. He raised the or he lowered it. He made it so that you could get Medicaid for your dental if you have below a certain amount of money in social security.
I got in touch with a dental place, and it's on Medicaid. So, yes, I could provide it.
Yeah.
Yes, he did that. So.
Yeah, you should be able to get it.
Yeah.
You know, of course, they don't cover everything, but then you have to get approval.
No, but I have other dental insurance, too,
certainly.
So maybe all of it together will cover this amount for mine.
So
I'm falling apart.
I think that
Sorry.
Joe finally did something right for a change.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it looked that way.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to give him credit.
Of
course, I'll know more next Monday. I have an appointment with the dentist. So.
Oh, no, not you.
I'll know more.
Me, I have it. The co-host knows will be toothless. I don't know.
Oh, no, I'll be able to tell you how it works more.
Okay, please do.
Next
oh,
Monday.
It's so loud that bad. Let me mute myself, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, inner sight, 847 New York, inner sight. And once again, I want to remind everybody, this coming Thursday, 9:30, this is local, Long Island, the story of the murder of a guide dog, and myself and the husband of Michelle, who owned the dog, you know, and she's absolutely devastated over, you know, having to bring her, she brought her dog back to the school, and she never saw it again. So this coming Thursday, 9:30, Channel 20, local on Long Island, soon to be played around the world.
Oh, wow.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll let you know about that. But watch the show, and it'll be posted on the Silo community website.
Page. Events.
Page.
Yep. Towards the bottom where the guide dog school, the one that we're being very upset about, is being seen right before the next thing, and it's right at the bottom of the page. It's right underneath the guide dog school.
Yeah, well, it's an appropriate place.
Yeah, it is. Very appropriate.
So,
and
we have nothing. The schools will be invited to a day for Milton. Let's see if they're going to come.
Including the puppies.
Sure. Oh, yeah, the puppies.
Yeah.
Puppies are the best.
Yeah. Oh, I love puppies. I could sit there all day playing with puppies.
All right, inner sight, mad or glad, anything you're mad about or glad about, 213-816-1650. And what did I heard today this guy Musk.
Yes.
Something about Twitter might go bankrupt.
Well, he made that happen. Yeah.
I mean, you know, this guy goes back and forth. I think he sends these things out to get attention.
Yeah, he does.
You know, I don't think Twitter's going to go bankrupt.
Mm-mm.
No, not even close. He's not even bankrupt. He has so much money, he doesn't know what to do with it. I'm sorry.
So, don't worry about your tweets, because I think they're going to be around for a while.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Yeah. And speaking of tweets, we'll be sending one out for Wednesday, tomorrow night, and for sure Wednesday for Thursday, you know.
Yeah, which is good.
On the Milton Show.
Definitely.
You got to get those tweets out there.
Yes, I do.
All right, I want to thank Lorraine's daughter, Cheyenne, for helping us with the picture. And, oh, by the way, you can send that letter for Lorraine's credentials to Cheyenne.
Yeah, I have it. I have it all.
You have her email.
I didn't want to lose it. You know?
No, don't lose it, because we got to get that to
her. That's it. That's why I have it at home.
Oh, yeah.
So she can be more.
Very important stuff.
Official.
Yeah, I've been thinking of a lot of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll definitely. Right now, I wasn't even thinking about anything right now. All I was hoping for is that this won't last any longer than it has to.
I hope it doesn't.
Peripheral. We'll see. 60% can cure themselves. So I said, okay, that's going to happen when I get home.
Give me that.
I'm
going to
be working on it.
Give me that tally again, please.
I want to
hear the tally. I'm very impressed with that tally.
Okay, hold on.
That we added people. Very impressed.
I can't give it to you because it's only showing on my phone screen. I don't know what happened. I think I lost some of the network. So give me a second. I'll give it to you. I'll try.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
It was 117,700 something. If I'm remembering.
That's it. There's no way. I'm really pissed off.
Almost 118,000.
Yes, it was something like 780, something to that fact.
Something like that.
117,780, something like that. We said it earlier today.
We're pretty close to it.
Yeah, very close.
Now, can you tell how many listeners we had Friday night?
Yeah, 301. 301? No, 307. No, 307.
Oh, which is it, 31, 310, or 307? You got three different numbers here.
307, pick your choice between A, B, or C. No, it's C, choice 307.
307.
Right.
All right. We're moving up. We're almost at 118,000. I hope we make it by the end of the week. Let's see.
Yeah,
we need about 220 listens.
That's right.
If I'm calculating right.
You are calculating right.
220.
That's right.
All right, Lorraine, you got to get all your friends to listen now.
Oh, yes, I will. Yeah, everybody.
Promote us
Facebook
on all those lines.
Every network.
Yeah,
every network,
I open my mouth, too.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
and I'm going to put a
that's
horn
all you
got to
do.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, use that.
I like that.
Take that and then give them the inner sight.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You know, Friday night.
Inner sight applause, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's good.
You know?
I like the applause. Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That's cool, that horn. Yeah.
I use that when I'm putting music on the main B-board or one of those, you know, the lines. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Sorry, guys. We're on the radio. I do podcasting.
Who's that, Bruce?
What's the name?
Yeah, I got to get my vitals checked.
All right. So put yourself on mute.
I can't do that either. The board frozen.
What?
My board is frozen.
Oh,
board
boy.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Like frozen underwear. I hear that. That's what happened. You're going to have to...
I think they like the frozen underwear, kid.
Yeah. The frozen underwear.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, nurse, thanks. You're being recorded. You're live on InterSight.
We just said you're being recorded, you're being live on InterSight. We have to let you know. It's all good. She likes that.
Okay.
All
right. She's taking my temperature now.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. My husband gave it. It's so low.
The blood pressure that went around the world.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you for the wealth and prosperity.
I'm in a sight.
Oh, you're welcome.
Mm-hmm.
You have one of our meta bread nights. Yeah, and some bread.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
It wouldn't be the first time we broadcast it from a hospital room.
Yeah.
We've done it many times.
The ins and outs of a hospital room.
Yeah.
Yeah. People are laughing.
You know.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Inner sight gets around, man, you know.
Yes, we do.
Definitely do.
All right, let me remind before we go off the air, let me remind people one more time. Thursday night, 9:30 local, channel 20, Altice, formerly Long Island Cable, the story of the murder of a guide dog. You can find information on Silo's website.
Mm-hmm.
Suffolk Independent Living Organization. All right.
Oh, let me announce what that is, in a sense. You have to type in S-I-L-O-I-N-C, Inc. Okay?
Yeah.
.org.
All right. And don't forget to sign our petition. At change.org on the service dog. To license the schools. License the schools and regulate them.
With that on change.org. Sorry.
And while you're there.
Go ahead.
While you're there, look at the nursing home petition.
Thank you.
Turn them into accessible housing. Get rid of those nursing homes. We don't need them.
No, we don't.
All right.
And each person doesn't require one or not require one.
Mm-hmm.
It's just how, you know, it's been, and it doesn't need to stay that way.
All right, I want to thank everyone. I want to thank Suzanne from her hospital room. I want to thank Lorraine and her daughters and everybody who's helping. InterSight, we'll be with you tomorrow night, 8 to 9 on open mic.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for listening, everybody.
Yes.
Yes,
and goodbye,
you.
World. InterSight. Good night, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Inner. Give us that horn again.
Yay.
All right. Give you the horn.
One more time.
Yeah.
For Milton.
There you go. I love
it. Dedicated to the honor of Milton, the guide dog.
That's right.
There you go. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah,
goodbye, world.
Good night, y'all. Have a good evening.
Good night.
Yeah. All right.
Have a good one, everybody.
Okay.